Remember when Hurricane Helene came through to the mountains of North Carolina and Tennessee? That Impact Plastics, remember the boss made them stay?
Oh, yes.
It was a big deal. Like, all these people working for Impact Plastics, when the rain was coming through and the floods were rising, the floodwaters were rising, and people died. I mean, people, and the story is, and now there are a lot of lawsuits, the bosses basically said, you can't go home until we say. And some people stayed behind. Now, some left, but some stayed behind. Our own Biggie said, I would have been that boss saying.
You mean, meaning you?
Myself, yeah. Well, now, one woman who was killed in the floods, who worked at Impact Plastics, her name is Bertha Mendoza. Her family has finally received her last paycheck. And inside the envelope with the paychecks were also, for her family, $100 in gift cards to McDonald's and Walmart. And they look at this as a slap in the face. This is her son.
They also had some McDonald's gift cards. Well, you know, here, your mom died, but, you know, go get a burger. Here's a little snack.
Have a snack.
Oh, that's devastating.
That is the most tone-deaf thing I think I've ever heard. We're going to send you, your mom died. We're going to send you $100.
This is from a man who does not know how to read a room.
And I don't, never that's have. Right. I don't know how to read a room. Even I know.
Even you know.
That's right.
This is a bad look.
Three gift cards, Walmart, a local burger place, and McDonald's. And one guy who survived the floods got them too.
I was shocked, and it bothered me. Just, that's how they treated us. What they thought about us.
We're burgers and fries to them. And look what they sent, $100 in gift cards. That is about as dumb a thing as you can possibly do. Not since, you recall that when the Titanic sank, they charged
the Titanic,
the band members, you know, who played until the end. The White Star Line later sent a letter to their family saying, you owe us for those uniforms. They did.
Their tuxedos.
And instruments. You need...
That's a viola. Excuse me, a viola.
And remember, that wasn't just some automated thing that was fired off by a computer. Somebody had to type
that out.
Somebody had to do
write that out.
Well, they had to buy these gift cards, too. They had to put them in the envelope and say, here's $50 to McDonald's for your mom who passed away. Their lawyer has said, we're doubling down on this lawsuit now. This is how this is going to happen. Here's the, you talk about audacity. This has to do with credit cards. So Chris Dim told us over a year ago, he was standing in line at the post office. And the post office was very busy. It was Christmas time, 2023. So you stood in line for a while.
20 minutes. It was a long line.
So a woman got to the front of the line.
Two spaces in front of me.
And said, I'd like your Christmas postage stamps, please. To which the postal employee said, we're out. The woman said, I've been standing in line for 20 minutes. You could have put a sign up. So they got into a bit of a tiff. And the employee said, here's an idea. Why don't you go home and make a sign?
The woman said, you should put up a sign. And she said, look, you want to go home and make a sign? I'll put it up.
The woman did go home and make that sign and brought it back. They did not put
you
up
could,
a sign.
You could hear the buttholes puckering across the lobby.
Well, with good reason, I'd say. Well, here's what happened to me. On Friday, we had a package to mail to my niece. A Christmas present had come in late for her, so it's just now being mailed. So my wife said, is there any way you can get by the post office? Good timing for me, because I had a little time to kill before I had an event at 2 o'clock. So I go into the post office. It's busy. I guess a lot of people are trying to do stuff before the snow hit.
Sure.
All right, so similar. I wait in line 15, 20 minutes. There is a woman who is in front of me, and the way it worked was we were all in one line, but we would go off to two different ones. You know, there were two different employees,
clerks.
And whenever she got to the front of the line, she said, I'm waiting on him to the left. You go ahead. Like his line wasn't opened up yet. So she was specifically waiting for one of the clerks.
One particular clerk.
So she was turning to people behind her and saying, you go ahead. I'm going to wait for that particular clerk. And I was wondering, you know, why does she
what up with that?
Right. So finally she gets up to that clerk. He's open and she goes to him and she's very nice. And she says, I'm so-and-so and you called me and said that I had left my credit card in here and you found it. And he goes, I don't know what you're talking about.
But That was a moment. We were headed right toward a nice moment.
And she said, "Surely you jest. I'm sitting and looking at your name tag, and I've got your name written here. You are the person that called me and said, 'Ms. So-and-so, we have found your credit card. It was just yesterday that you found the card.'" And he goes, "Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't know where that is." And she said, "What?" Well, now she's becoming somewhat exasperated. And she says, "Well, I really need that card." And he said, "Let's just cancel it."
What?
Well, as a man who's been scammed many times,
You've canceled more than your share.
When you cancel a credit card, it's a
hassle.
Big hassle, because you've got that credit card connected to a lot of... And she said, "I do a lot of online payments and billing, and I need that credit card, if at all possible, to save me a world of headache because I have to cancel all these things." And he goes, "I don't know who would have put that card where. I don't have any idea." And she said, "Well, can you ask others? I need the card." Now I'm really interested in it, you know.
Yeah.
So he goes, "Let me check." So he puts up his sign.
Back in the back. So he goes.
He goes back. You can see him having that fake conversation. Yeah.
And the woman out there says, "I have her credit card." She thinks, "I'm asking you, where is that card?" But I'm not.
I'm just bubble. You're not going to believe the outcome to this. I couldn't believe it myself. He comes back up there and he goes, "Card's in Lost and Found." And she says, "Can I please look through Lost and Found?" He says, "Lost and Found is in Washington, D.C.
Oh, no.
The nation's capital.
What?
They send the lost items.
That gets shipped overnight. Your Christmas gift is a month late.
That's right. It's up to the postmaster general. So he says, "You're welcome to go to Washington," or
if you leave now, you might get there before dark.
She goes, "I'm going to have to cancel this card now." She goes, "Why did you even bother calling me? Why the call? Why do this?" You know, they were able to figure out who's it was. They called her. They told her, "Your card has been left here." And then when she got there, only 24 hours later, they had sent it with the outgoing mail the day before.
Oh, my God.
Can you believe that? The audacity.
Wow.
So now she says, "Well, I guess I'm going to cancel this card and go through that whole thing," which is exactly what she has to do. Instead of trying, because once the card's out of her control, you know, now it's in Washington.
You got to cut it up, cancel it.
I couldn't believe it. I thought, man, is there anywhere other than maybe the DMV where they care less than the post office? There's like, whatever.
They just, it's a bad rap, but sometimes it's well earned.
It is. Sometimes they're really great, really nice. Even around the holidays, they're really speedy. But then many times, like something like that, I just looked at that like, you poor woman. You know, there's nothing. She did nothing wrong except accidentally leave her credit card laying on the counter. Unbelievable.
Mm. I know. She was, you know what she was treated with? Disdain.
Disdain. Disdain.